Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com to get started.
More than 1 million COVID-19 cases. That's how many the U.S. has reported in a single day, setting a new record in the country and the world. The surge comes as many states work to clear backlogs after the New Year holiday.
President Biden has urged concern but not alarm over the figure. He says the country has made improvements in testing over the past 2 weeks, but millions remain unvaccinated.
But there's still 35 million people not vaccinated. And let me be absolutely clear. We have in hand all the vaccines we need to get every American fully vaccinated, including the booster shot. So there's no excuse for anyone being unvaccinated. This continues to be a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
Omicron accounts for a majority of COVID-19 cases in the U.S., overtaking Delta as the dominant variant. It has been marking a steady increase over the past few weeks and was responsible for more than 95% of infections in the week through the 1st of January.
Hospitalizations in the U.S. are also reaching its peak across all ages, even children. According to the CDC, an average of 672 kids are being admitted every day. The government says it's working to increase protection in Americans. It's approved the COVID-19 booster shot for those as young as 12 years old, and it's now doubling its commitment in Pfizer's antiviral pill.
I'm directing my team to work with Pfizer to double our order from 10 million to 20 million treatment courses to be delivered in the months ahead. We may need even more. That's the estimate we need right now. We've already placed the largest order in the world.
For more, Simon Marks joins us from Washington, D.C. Simon, experts are saying the current surge in cases has yet to peak. So does the announcement of the deal with Pfizer for 10 million more of its COVID treatment courses bring some relief?
Well, President Biden certainly argued in that appearance today that it brings some relief, given the fact that his own chief medical officer, Dr. Anthony Fauci, has argued that these antiviral pills can represent a game changer in the battle against COVID-19, although bear in mind that they will initially only be available to at-risk Americans. They won't be handed out over-the-counter at drugstores all over America. And as the president indicated there, they haven't got their hands on them yet. There's a lengthy synthetic manufacturing process. The U.S. government is taking delivery of these pills as rapidly as they roll off the production line. But you heard President Biden there say it could be months before all of those 20 million pills are indeed delivered. The same goes for the half a billion rapid testing kits that the White House says the president plans to give away free to Americans. That was supposed to be happening in January. We still have no indication of when in January, how Americans will be eligible to receive those testing kits, nor indeed how many of the half a billion will actually be delivered to the U.S. government before the end of this month. And so that's the difficulty that the White House now faces. The president of the United States said today, we have the tools to battle the Omicron variant. He was largely, of course, referring to the vaccines and the boosters. But some of the other tools that he's relying on, those testing kits and the antiviral pills, well, he doesn't have his hands on those at all yet, and therefore neither do Americans, which is why the president is warning things here are going to get worse before they get better.
And thank you for keeping us up to speed with it all. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.
Let's be honest. Buying cannabis shouldn't be complicated, sketchy, or low quality. That's why I want to tell you about Mood.com. That's M-O-O-D.com. Mood ships federally legal cannabis straight to your door. No medical card, no hassle. And here's the kicker. The quality is better than anything you'll find at your local dispensary. Yeah, I said it. Whether you're into edibles, concentrates, flower, or just looking to explore, you'll find it all at Mood. And it's not just the variety that makes them stand out. Every product is sourced from small, American-owned family farms that care deeply about what they grow. It's cannabis you can trust, delivered discreetly, and ready to elevate your mood. And because you're a listener, you get 20% off your first order. Just head to Mood.com, that's M-O-O-D.com, to get started.